The state of Delaware sued Purdue and separately the Sackler family that owns it over their role in the opioid epidemic. Delaware's among the states that refused to settle with Purdue last fall. Geeta Tiwari is an assistant professor at Widener University Delaware Law School. She says guilty pleas the company agreed to alongside this week's settlement could help Delaware's case, but the civil settlement the Sackler family agreed to won't.
The Sackler family did not admit to any wrongdoing. It's the company that had admitted to the wrongdoing. It is challenging to make the case against the family directly, and it's more challenging than making the case against the company.
The settlements are subject to approval by a bankruptcy court. The company's entering into bankruptcy, which Tiwari says may mean less money for Delaware to collect if the state's litigation is successful. State Attorney General Kathy Jennings said in a statement Friday that she will continue working with other attorneys general to ensure the Sacklers, quote, pay every dime they owe the people of Delaware, no matter which overseas account it's hidden in. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.